Up in the Never Tribe village, the humans were triaging a group of misplaced sailors from 17th century Earth whose ship hit a violent time vortex in the Bermuda Triangle. A few of them were injured from fractured structures of their ship. Others were malnourished and sick. Validia and her fellow NSF agent friend, Juniper Squirrel, sought out help from the furrier and feathered citizens of the island because the tribe was stretching itself too thin to attend to everyone. Juniper had received a Psycon tip that the Big Three would be able to aid the humans, so she flew them on a diagonal path from the Gladi Garden to the mountainous Never Tribe village's dining hall. Tina had successfully helped Celia finish Grassroot's tent and withdrew the umbrella back into her bag. But in all the excitement, she never asked what she was meant to do to help the castaway humans. Juniper merely winked and said, "You'll know when it comes to you, my precious little small fry." Juniper was a liaison to Toxinon and served as a part-time mentor, but to her, all the TA children were her spiritual nieces and nephews, whom she affectionately called Small Fry. In the back room of the dining hall, Celestine donned her chef's hat and smock and went to work on relieving the senior chefs to cook some of the time-sealed food she and Blackbird kept in the PX. Tina thought to herself, what would she want if she were a starving and displaced human from Earth? And apparently her hooves started before she finished brainstorming. Displaying a speed unusual for a tortoise, she began tinkering with some of the parts that Charlotte had packed. As every station of the kitchen was being used, Tina realized that she needed to supplement their efforts. In no time, the time-displaced yet grateful humans were tasting buttermilk waffles and toast for the first time ever, unable to even imagine that a tiny shelled animal commonplace on Earth was the architect of such a beautifully crafted cuisine. Thankfully, the Never Tribe ordained that while the humans would remember nothing of their arrival into the future, they were allowed to have a documented copy of Tina's recipes, which some might argue was where waffles and toast originated in the time stream.